to K-Wave 6 Radio, your show for all things positive. Here's your host, Kirk Spencer.
Hello and welcome to K-Wave 6 Radio. What is privacy to you? What does privacy mean to you? Think about that for just a moment. Let's go by the dictionary definition of privacy. Let's just go through the first three definitions. Number one, the state of being apart from other people or concealed from their view, solitude, seclusion. Number two, the state of being free from unwanted or undue intrusion or disturbance in one's private life or affairs, freedom to be left alone. And number three, freedom from damaging publicity, public scrutiny, service, secret surveillance, or unauthorized disclosure of one's personal data or information as by a government, corporation, or individual. Like their example here, ordinary citizens have a qualified right to privacy. Does this sound like this is something that you work towards or something that you're interested in, except for those who seem to unwarrantedly just post all their life on social media? But does this seem to be something that you're concerned about? Well, here we are at the end of 2015, and if you have a computer with Windows 7, you're finding out that Microsoft is scheduled to end security updates in the middle of January 2016. What to do? Do you update to Windows 10, or do you find another operating system, possibly a Linux system, such as Ubuntu, such as I'm one considering? Now, many people I know are skeptical about privacy issues with the new Windows 10 system. Windows 10 is based in the United States, and Ubuntu is based in London. Now, over the past summer and early fall, because a friend of mine, which you've probably heard on our broadcast a few times at least anyway, Andreas Ginnestedt, who is a citizen of Germany. He is also a consultant with NATO and whatnot on systems theory of violence, which is talking about how violence not only affects those who are a part of it, let's say someone who has their town bombed and they've lost family members and they've been shot and or wounded or whatever. They've lost the peace that comes with just living. He's talking about that and trying to get governments to stop the warring efforts that seems to be so prevalent in our societies all around the world. But he wants to get away, and he's gotten away from U.S. based and Great Britain based social media outlets and other systems. And this is also the reason why you've seen us move to and suggest joining us at Seen, SEEN.IS, which is Iceland. And the reason being is that Iceland has told basically the other governments, you don't get a back door to our social network. No, this is not it. The only thing Iceland wants to know from Seen is, are you posting anything that, you know, as far as the general rules go, nothing of hate, nothing of pornographic materials, and such the like. Other than that, they don't care. So that's the reason why we moved over there. But part of what I was reading, even with social networks before, was if you want to have privacy, you have to get out of any social network or any application, whatever, that is based in the United States or in Great Britain, because these two countries are the leaders in monitoring what goes through their systems or systems that are based in their countries. So that was one of the reasons why we left there, actually the main reason. So, you say that you have nothing to hide. That's what a lot of people say, and that I've heard, and I've heard this for years. I've got nothing to hide. Well, in the U.S., there is something that most people, I would say, assume most people, have heard, at least on television, called the Miranda Warning. Not the Miranda Rights, but the Miranda Warning, which in part reads, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. If you read this and understand it correctly, the only rights mentioned in this warning is your right to remain silent. What follows is what most don't seem to understand. And it's right there in front of your face. Anything you say can and will be, not maybe, will be used against you. Don't you understand that this is the government telling you right off the bat, we're going to protect our rear end. We're not here to protect yours. You're just fodder. You're something that we own. We operate. We tell you what to do. You follow, or if you don't, we sent you someplace with concrete walls and windows and doors that are nothing but bars. Okay. Now, although Anne Ryan probably had nothing to do with the Miranda warning, she is quoted here with something quite poignant. Civilization is the progress towards a society of privacy. The savage's whole existence is public, ruled by the laws of the tribe. Civilization is the process of setting man free from men. I'll let that sink in for a few. If you haven't figured it out, we're moving away from civilization to a technologically savage and tribal world society. Yeah, I know, we call it New World Order, but it's basically just coming right down to that. Maybe the tribe is just the world, but when you have governments telling you, go tell on your neighbor if you see anything suspicious, go do this if you see that, they're trying to rule you by fear, but we're going to get to that in just a moment. Now, even this man, which I'm not very fond of, Henry Ford, made a wise observation, which applies to those who say, I have nothing to hide, and our government would never do anything to harm us. He's quoted as saying, any man who thinks he can be happy and prosperous by letting the government take care of him better take a closer look at the American Indian. The American Indian was, well, there were several million tribal American Indians in this country before the Europeans came. Now there's less than a million, from what I understand. There's less than a million, or just around a million Native Americans or First Nation people. Because the government is going to take care of them. But that's another subject for another time. There are many who still believe our governments will protect us and our privacy. John Perry Barlow says it best with humor. Relying on the government to protect your privacy is like asking a peeping Tom to install your window blinds. Do you understand that governments listen to your phone calls, whether on landlines, cell phones, smartphones, VoIP services such as Skype? They read your text messages no matter what app you're using. We know about Facebook. Yeah, you post there and everybody knows about it, including the NSA, the government, and everybody else. In short, unless you're talking in an open field without any computerized gadget, you're being monitored. Just walking down a city street, cameras with facial recognition devices follow your every movement. However, getting back to choices of Windows 10 or whoever, A few friends were strongly suggesting, almost demanding, that I take Ubuntu. But I, like I said earlier, they're based in London, another government that monitors the society. My friends were talking about their voice recognition system built into Windows 10. Well, guess what? I host radio and podcast shows on the internet, and occasionally, I'm a guest on other internet radio shows. Voice recognition? Sheesh, come on. I don't do many video calls, and I don't post current pictures of myself on the net, so my current appearance is still somewhat private. My point here is, if you're concerned about your loss of privacy, you'd best get off the internet. No phones of any kind. All are controlled and operated through computers. Move out of all areas which have cameras installed on the sides of buildings, streetlights. Don't use banks. They have cameras. Don't buy fuel for your vehicles. They have cameras in gas stations. Don't stop at any store larger than your mom and pop store that's local to you who hasn't set up a camera in their store. The list goes on and on. In closing, allow me to quote a few more people on privacy. The first one comes from Axl Rose. Regarding social media, I really don't understand what appears to be the general population's lack of concern over privacy issues in publicizing their entire lives on the internet for others to see to such an extent. But hey, it's them, not me, so whatever. Here's one from the father of Microsoft, Bill Gates. Even he felt the pinch of lost privacy. Historically, privacy was almost implicit because it was hard to find and gather information. But in the digital world, whether it's digital cameras or satellites or just what you click on, we need to have more explicit rules, not just for governments, but for private companies. With that statement, it sounds like he was basically forced to allow other companies to get involved. Now, you know, nobody's perfect and everybody's got a different view of what the world can be, but I think even he is sitting up here going, you know, I'm subject to some of this stuff as well as anybody else. But let's move on. And even the father of the internet, okay, that's not too kind. One from Al Gore. In digital era, privacy must be priority. Is it just me, or is secret blanket surveillance obscenely outrageous? I like that. Now, let's do another one. What is one of, if not the major reasons for all of the surveillance? Maybe Brendan Meyer said it all. Our world is utterly saturated with fear. That's what we were talking about a little bit earlier. Let's start again. Our world is utterly saturated with fear. We fear being attacked by religious extremists, both foreign and domestic. We fear the loss of political rights, a loss of privacy, or loss of freedom. We fear being injured, robbed, or attacked, being judged by others, or neglected, or left unloved. Now, with all of this being stated, I'm asking this question again. How can we make a better world? Or am I asking this of a worldwide society that has already given up? Let us know what you think. Let us know if you still care and have at least possible solutions which all of us can participate in. It's either do something to make things better or become another spectator of our demise. Even a television news commentator has stated that our societies are now wanting to be implanted with RFID microchips, just because it will make life so much easier. On the bright side, it could. Until you find that your chip has been turned off or there's a glitch in the computer system which stops you from entering your home, buying food, gas, clothes, you're unable to enter your bank account, and so much more. The future is yours. What are your plans for your future? Let's talk about this and more on our forum page at www.kwave6radio.tk. That's kwave6 with the number 6, radio.tk. And as always, all the best for you and your loved ones. Always. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care and be well.
Thank you for joining us for today's show. We hope you found today's show interesting and of value to your life. Please visit our website at www.kwave6radio.tk. That's www.kwave6radio.tk. Follow our blog titled What's New for all upcoming shows and events. You can follow us easily by clicking the RSS feed icon on the blog page or via Twitter and our Facebook page. Also visit the Freedom Talk Radio Network and SETV site at www.freedomtalkradio.co.uk for more interesting programming. Most of all, K-Wave 6 radio programs are archived in our YouTube channel. See our homepage for more information. As always, all the best.